Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program.
I am so very happy to be with you today. I have a few things that I do want to share. I hope you had a wonderful 4th of July holiday. I did also. In fact, the 4th of July this year was in Savannah, Georgia. So wherever you were, I hope you had a great time. This is, of course, another beautiful day in Dallas. I kind of thought I was going to be broadcasting from another location, but I got home early this morning. I just decided that it was time to be home. I had been gone for 2 weeks, and it was just time to get home and sleep in my own bed. I think you know what that's about. Sleeping in your own bed, yes. Oh, it can feel so good. But to get away and learn things and try new things is also very good for you. And so I want to give out a shout out to all of you who are listening today. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to my show. I want to encourage you, if the things that I talk about and when I have guests, those guests are beneficial to you. They help you learn different things. It helps you learn from the things that I've learned. Then please share the link to the show, whether you're listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes, or on PositivePower21.org, wherever you are, please share. If you are, always give me a call at 347-838-8437 when I'm on the air, which is Mondays at 9 a.m., so look for me at Commanding Your Life and visit the website, commandingyourlife.com. This has been a week that has lowered the vibration of the world. This has been a year that has seen devastation from one end to another. It has been a week of people being killed and maimed and hurt and wounded, and just so much carnage has been going on. And I don't want to just talk about what's going on in the United States, but also in the world. When I was vacationing and I was going to do some sightseeing my whole countenance was low. My whole vibration, my whole feeling. For those of you who may not understand when I say vibration, it's just mean I'm my whole emotional self was in a spiral downward. And it may have been the same thing for many of you. You just felt helpless. Helpless in knowing what to do and how to be. And I was at Universal Studios this week, you know, because I wanted to go see the Harry Potter exhibits. But I decided to do a Facebook Live just talking about the vibration and being lowered. And I gave some examples of things that have happened to me in my lifetime. I'm not going to redo it here, but if you're a friend, if you friended Beverly Fells Jones on Facebook, or go ahead and friend me or go look me up, and you will see my Facebook Live post. The first couple were dealing with lessons learned from my garden, but the third one, the one that was done this past Saturday, so that would have made it the 9th of July 2016, had to do with the events of today. But the key for me and my key advice, if you're wondering what to do, how to do this, number one, it's not through anger. It's not through arguing. It's not through violence. It's through love and understanding. If you can talk to one person who is does not look like you, of another race, to know that person and let them get to know you, you will find that everyone is individual, that everyone's story is different, that what you see on television is the worst of the worst. And as I said on that video or that live stream, I've had to unfriend some people on Facebook because it wasn't just this week, but their pattern of the things that they shared, the things that they talked about, and if you tried to show them the truth, they argued with you. And I'm, if you don't know me yet, I'm all about truth. I'm all about sharing the truth. No matter how much it may hurt to know the truth, it's the best thing to know. When I, and many of you who have been on Facebook also understand that there are, and I, memes, M-E-M-E, how, wherever that name came from, but the pictures, and they've got words all over it about some statement, and they'll put a picture of a celebrity and a quote, and the quote doesn't even belong to that celebrity or that person. There's a quote out there that is supposed to be Einstein. I've seen it on Michael Jordan, and I've seen it on other people. But and people just, you know, click and share without finding out if it's true. Or, oh, this person was a pedophile. It wasn't true. You know, this person was no, this isn't true. And I try to tell people that, right? And try to explain. And I, when I did one in particular that was talking about a hacker that had been murdered when they were on their way to testify, I asked the person, did you check this out? Did you go to find out if it was true? Did you go to factcheck.org or snoots.org or go to see if it was posted on any news media? And they said, no. Well, where do you get your facts? So I went to Snoots. I have trusted Snoots and they give me why it is true or why it is false, and it gives me the original information. And this person said, well, Snopes is known to be leftist in its ideology, so if you can't give me another place for your facts, then I'm going to delete this thread, right? Because if you own the post, then you can delete threads from the post. And I took me a while, and I was going to go hunt, and I said no. Because what that said to me is this person never did go to search to see if it was true. And I just typed back, your choice. Because in that moment, remember, we make decisions in a moment. In that moment, I decided I wasn't going to fight. Because this particular picture, this particular story allowed this person to keep the belief that they already had, the belief that was deep down in their subconscious, and it feeds the belief. So what is it for you that you have and that you perpetuate, even though it may not be true, but you will keep it in order to feed your belief? Your beliefs are the no-see-ums that I was talking about today, because you don't see them. They pop up at the oddest times to bite you, just like his no-see-um in his belief about a candidate didn't allow him to say, well, this couldn't possibly be a falsehood. It has to be true. This person, this has to be true, right? But the information was truly, honestly, false. And I did go out and tried to find information about this, and all over the web, if you searched, you found out that that particular picture was false. So what are things in your life that you believe to be true, and that you find all kinds of things to substantiate that truth? Because those no-see-ums can bite you badly. And when it comes to your success or anyone's success, what are some of the things that can hold you back, that can stop you from moving forward in your life? Well, let's talk about how you think about yourself, how you think about who you are in your life, how you think about your place in the world. Do you sit and you doubt everything that happens? Do you doubt that your work is good, that you are capable of doing a good job, or are you afraid that you won't do well for someone, that people would look at you and go, I don't know, I don't do things well. And in reality, people are saying, oh, you do a great job, but you're always afraid. When you are looking for a promotion, or you're complaining or lamenting or talking about how you don't have enough money, why is that? What are you doing that says, I don't have enough money? Now, in reality, you don't have enough money, right? I can't go to that restaurant because I don't make enough to do that. That's your reality. And I recognize that reality straight up front, right? I am not pretty enough, or I'm not thin enough, or I'm not attractive enough in order to find that mate, or I'm no longer attractive than my mate. I don't think my mate loves me as they did at one time. Now, this is in your mind. This is in your subconscious. This is your thoughts. And you go, but I can show you, and I can, you know, where that's true. That belief is true, and here's why. And a lot of times when I'm talking to my coaching clients and they try to show me where something is true, and I go back over that truth, and it is an idea. It is a thought. It is action. And I'll ask the question, right? Well, do you know that dealt with you? How do you know that that was about you? I had one who felt people on her job were doing things against her to make her fail, to not do things for her, and or do things that would make her look bad. And I asked her these questions specifically about different things. And I said, how do you know it's about you? Well, I see them gathered over in the corner and they're talking and looking my way. And, you know, Spirit gave me these words. And you think about this. What makes you think that you're so important that they just get together and talk about you alone? And she had to stop. She says, I don't know that. And I said, no, but you think that. And if you put your head down and do your work, if you put your head down and do the things that you're assigned to do, if you give a smile and you talk to people and not give advice when you're not asked because you're new on this job, then let's see what happens. And I gave a few other, we talked about a few other things that she could do. And within the week, when we talked again, she said, things changed. I said, what do you mean things changed? Well, they're not talking about me. I said, you know that. Well, yeah, I don't, no. And you know, they helped me, and such a person did this for me, and such a person was doing this. I said, well, did they ever do that before? I said, think back. Did they ever do that, not that particular piece of help, but had they ever helped you before? And what happened, she started thinking about that, and she says, yeah, they did. It's so amazing that when you change your thoughts and your beliefs, or you examine why you believe something and try to poke holes in it, try to poke all kinds of holes in it, what change will come? You poke holes in the no-see-um. So in the garden, you got gnats, biting flies, mosquitoes, right? And I'm telling you, I go out in the yard and I, without any sun repellent on of some type or long sleeves and things, I am bitten. And other people can be standing right next to me and they're not bothered. So there's something in my pheromones, in my smell, in my sweat, that attracts no-see-um. Because you don't see them, you feel them. They sting you. Do you have that sting you royally? Try to bring them out? What thoughts do you have that help you perpetuate a limiting belief? What thoughts do you have about another person that is based on not your experience, but by what the media may portray? And that you form this opinion from family, friends, may have had one bad experience or may have only learned what they know from media or the news. But you don't really know. Then look to change. Now, I don't want to say change. Look to find the truth behind your belief. Look to find what is making you have that decision or that thought and lead your life that way. So if you believe that you're not good enough, why? What are you not good enough at? We're all good at something. We're good at many things. If you look at your body and the mirror and you're always concentrating on, well, you know, I got too much weight on my hips, my eyes are this way, my nose, my chest, my arms, you know, you're the one that's concentrating on those. Start looking at the things that you truly love. What part do you have beautiful hands? Your nails are gorgeous. Do you have wonderful skin? Do you have beautiful toes? You know, because you can look at you and say, hey, I like this piece. Concentrate on that, right? A lot of times we think people are saying different things, and it's only in our mind. It's a no-see-um, that belief that is holding you back in whatever area you are in your life. I want to go back, and I want to talk about, I'm going to switch gears right now, because this happened to me while I was on vacation. And I've talked about your subconscious telling you things, and you're ignoring it, and you're making excuses. And this one is it was so strong. It was like, So I did a driving tour the last couple of weeks and was staying in different cities after doing sightseeing and looking at history. And this one morning it got up and was getting out of the hotel room, and I did a few things, and I loaded up the car, and I came back and got the last couple things. And as I was walking out the room, I peeked, the bathroom door was open, and there was a little break, and something said, look on the back of the door. And I peeked through the little slot, and I didn't see anything, and I was on my way out the door. I had my backpack on. I had a couple other things, and it was like, well, go look behind the door. And I said, I don't have anything there. I go out to the car, the truck, and I load it up. And, you know, sometimes you have the keys, you know, the keys are really kind of like throwaway, but this time it was like, go inside. So I went inside. And to return the keys, and it was kind of like, go back to the room. And I'm saying, I've got everything. Stopped across the street at the Waffle House for some breakfast. And as I'm sitting there, I get this, and it's almost like, whoo. I mean, it was like, you could walk back to the hotel from here. Right? I mean, that was the thought. I mean, it was strong. And I'm going, why did I think about going back to the hotel from here, right? I'm looking. I'm going, I don't know what that's about. I ignored it. And as I walked out to the truck, I said, why would I think about going back to walk to the hotel? Well, yeah, it's not a bad walk to the hotel. Well, I get to my next destination, And I'm unloading to get into the hotel, and my cosmetic bag is missing. Now, women, you know cosmetic bags, and you've got a whole set of brushes and multiple colors of lipstick and foundation and sunscreen and eye pencil and mascara and my electric toothbrush. I mean, the bag was packed. It wasn't a nice small bag. It was a big bag, and it was just about everything that I use or could use on that trip. And there's things in there I don't even remember. I mean, oh, my tweezers, a new Mary Kay eyelash, a new Mary Kay eyeliner. But what I'm telling you is that my subconscious was telling me to go back in the room, and I ignored it. And I've been, and I called and called. I called this hotel multiple times. I called that night when I got in. They said call back for housekeeping the next day. I called the next day. I talked to the woman. I said, she said, well, if it's in, I said, no, it's in the room. I left it on the back of the door. I left my name, I'll call you back, phone address. I said, I'll pay for it to be shipped. Please send it to me. I'll call you back. I never got a call back. I called again. I'll call you back. They didn't call me back. I called 4 to 5 times over a period of 3 days to get my cosmetic bag back. You see, and I got home early this morning, and no cosmetic bag is here, no box. You see, my subconscious already knew that this hotel would not return my things, even though I was willing to pay for them. And I calculated with the electric toothbrush, which many of you, if you've gone out and got the electric toothbrush, they're $65. The new packages of Mary Kay were $28. And then my various lipsticks, and I added it up. It's over $200 and some worth of things in that bag, and things I don't even remember right now. You know, I may go reach to find it, and oh, it was in the bag, right? And, you know, you don't use other people's cosmetics, but I just wanted to say I wound up ignoring my subconscious when it was trying to tell me, I mean, forcefully, it was a very forcefully while I was with the Waffle House, to go back to the hotel and go check your room. So attention when your subconscious is talking to you. That's what I want you to know. Learn. I know that feeling. And I ignored it because I allowed my conscious mind to be analytical that I had gotten everything out of that room. Because I am methodical. I had everything out of that room. And then when I thought about it, I said, yes, I did. I went back. I did this. I folded up that, zipped it up, hung it on the back of the door, and I forgot. So be aware of your subconscious mind.
Are you committed to changing your thinking and allowing your supply to flow? Are you willing to turn within and have a closer relationship with God? By keeping your focus on spirit, you will keep the channel open for the externalization of spirit according to the divine plan. Join me for a 40-day journey to expanding your inward knowledge of the creator of this universe. Go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com. That is the number 40days.commandingyourlife.com. Each morning, you will receive a lesson for the day, beginning with day 0, which introduces you to the program. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your spiritual life and experience the never-ending supply that has been promised to you. Thank you for listening today, and please share the link to this show with your friends and family so that they can learn how to be the best that they can be. Also, visit my website at commandingyourlife.com to see all the upcoming events, including a link to the free monthly Commanding Your Life Telecircle, where you can ask questions and get insight into your own personal issues. You can also go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and sign up for free. That's meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. Have any questions, suggestions, or any know anyone that I should interview? Contact me by emailing Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. And be sure to join me for the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 states, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.